I'm Dr. James Wilson, examining heart sounds from the Texas Heart Institute at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. In this session, we'll review the auscultatory findings of rheumatic mitral stenosis. The murmur of mitral valve stenosis has a low frequency, therefore it's heard best with the bell of the stethoscope. It does not radiate widely and must be listened for with a patient in the left lateral decubitus position over the palpated apical impulse. In the recording that follows, we'll be listening at the apex with the patient in the left lateral decubitus position. You'll hear a low frequency murmur in diastole that is decrescendo and crescendo. It is initiated by an opening snap that's difficult to tease out from the murmur. Same position, we'll turn over to the diaphragm of the stethoscope and listen just inside the apex. The murmur, now much quieter, allows us to hear the opening snap. In the recording that follows, we'll again be listening at the apex of the heart, in the left lateral decubitus position. This patient has more severe mitral valve stenosis, and you'll notice tachycardic. As we move inside the apex, moving to the diaphragm of the stethoscope, we'll again hear the opening snap without as much of the murmur, though a presystolic component remains. You may note that the time distance between the aortic valve closure sound and opening snap in this patient is much less.
For more podcasts, heart sounds, downloads, and audiovisual materials, visit the Texas Heart Institute website at texasheart.org/heartsounds.